little bit drizzly. Our next guest is Andrea Hannon. She's from the Association of Daycare Operators. Andrea, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Devel.
Perfect. Thanks so much for having us, for joining us, rather.
Thank you.
So, you know, I wanted to talk about, you know, you're talking really about sort of daycare workers and daycare operators. What are some of the biggest challenges that your industry is facing right now?
Well, right now, I think the big challenge is the Canada-wide Early Learning and Child Care Program. It was marketed to people as $10 a day child care, so I think most people know what that is. And that program is, the design of it is extremely challenging for child care owner-operators who choose to participate. And in for the rest of them, it also creates challenges because, of course, the funding systems that existed before and fee subsidy systems and so on that existed before as of January the 1st are going to all be rolled into the $10 a day program. So if you didn't happen, if you, say, applied to participate in the $10 a day program as a daycare center, and you didn't get in because there's a limited number of centers that can participate in any given year. If you didn't get in, it means all of your funding is being cut.
Wow! Can some of those daycares opt out of that program?
Well, some of the centers that are not currently in the program, they're the ones who are experiencing the funding cut, and a lot of them applied to be part of the $10 a day program and were rejected for various reasons. A lot of times there just wasn't enough room in the program because there isn't enough funding for every center that wants to participate to participate. And also there's a cap on the number of centers run as small businesses to participate.
Wow, that sounds definitely difficult.
It is.
So in terms of now, how do they make money? How does the economics of this work for a daycare operator? In terms of, you know, they're getting paid this $10 a day. Is it enough? How does all that work?
Sure. So there's a federal agreement. The federal government signed agreements with each province and territory. The federal agreements are quite similar from one province to another. There are some variances based on the provincial system that existed before. And what happened originally in Ontario is that fees were frozen at 2022 levels, and parent fees were reduced quite dramatically, like by half, and then the federal government, the funding, made up the shortfall. So, okay, fine, but that meant that as a daycare owner, your fees were frozen at 2022 levels. And then when they were increased to keep pace with inflation, that funding increase from the federal government was not enough to keep pace with inflation. And that happened for a couple of years in a row. So that revenue replacement model started to fail centers quite quickly, right? And so a lot of those centers were left teetering on the edge of bankruptcy, or they closed. If they were in rental premises, we saw closures just because somebody's lease came up for renewal and the rent went up and they couldn't afford it. So the provincial government has since changed the way they're rationing the federal funding to centers, but this new system, is what caused protests. I think some of your listeners probably had seen protests and so on the news, and some daycare owners felt that this new funding system would be worse, would take a difficult situation and make it even worse. So they were protesting. That's not all centers, and certainly, you know, we encouraged our members not to engage in service disruptions for families. But, you know, that said, the way the province is rationing the federal funding is pretty challenging.
Yeah, no, that definitely sounds. And how does that impact their staffing levels?
Yeah, it's a big issue. And there was a recent report just came out in the last week or so that indicated that the number of registered early childhood educators in Ontario, working in centres in Ontario as a percentage of total staff, is going down. So it's dropping by about a percentage point a year since this federal program was introduced. And, you know, when your funding is on the low side and very precarious, the federal funding, the way it's rationed in Ontario, is very precarious. So, you know, it makes it difficult to commit to staff wage increases, right? Because, I mean, if you don't know if you're going to be able to pay your bills, it's difficult to commit to giving staff raises, even if you very much want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when I say precarious, for instance, a lot of centers, they are part of the $10 a day program. And in some municipalities, those centers don't even know what their 2025 funding allocation is going to be. Lots of them just got some information about it in the last week before the Christmas break, and they still don't know. And so, you know, how do you run a business without any idea of exactly what your revenues are going to be for the coming year?
Absolutely. And how do you pay staff? I mean, I understand that the average is about, that they pay their staff about $19. And then now it's going to be capped at $22?
Well, it varies. It varies based on the city that you're in and, you know, the seniority of staff and so on. So, you know, it varies quite dramatically from one center to another.
And I would imagine also in Toronto, people are going to need a lot more money than that to live, right?
Well, certainly living wage needs to be higher in Toronto, yes.
And I guess how can the daycares afford that if they are not even sure what their revenues are going to be like for 2025?
Exactly.
And so what kinds of things are you hearing from parents about this issue?
Well, you know, I think the challenge is really the unfairness, the inherent unfairness of the program. So, you know, when we look at this federal program, it's only serving about a third of the families with children in the age group it was designed to serve. So for the minority of families who were lucky enough to get a $10 a day space, it's like winning the lottery. Mm. But for everyone else, things are getting worse. I mean, it's harder to find licensed care. You may be paying more for it even than you were before. And the other thing is you're paying higher taxes because this entire program, $30 billion roughly over 5 years, is being funded by new government debt.
Mm. And I mean, I've heard, you know, parents paying something like around $2,000 a month
yep.
for their child to have a daycare spot. And then, of course, they have to try to book that daycare spot, you know, while they're pregnant.
Yeah.
So it's certainly not easy. It's a lot of hoops to jump through.
Well, it is. It is. And, you know, it's inherently, you know, unsustainable for most centers that are participating in it. And so that doesn't bode well either, because if it's unsustainable, you know, what are their options? Their options are to close their doors or to leave the program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them are barely breaking even, and what they're doing is they're just hanging on, hoping against hope that there might be some changes to the program.
Wow. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been very interesting.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No problem. That was Andrea Hannon from the Association of Daycare Operators. Up next, we're going to lighten up the load and talk about some entertainment. It's currently 8:41. You're listening to Devel Morrison, and you're live on 640 Toronto. It's currently 4 degrees. We're getting just a little bit warmer. You're going to need that toque or that umbrella this morning, too.